Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bezras Hashem, Shalom Bayis, your share number 451. Investing in a loving marriage is not only beneficial for our own sakes, for our own marriages, but it's exceedingly important for the building of a Jewish home and investing in children. Nothing plays a bigger role in our children's well-being as the atmosphere at home. Many school teachers claim and see, and they're quick to recognize in a child's behavior, emotional disturbances that come from living in a home with a dysfunctional marriage. If the atmosphere at home is tense, constant disputes, conflicts between the parents, children are usually impacted. And even if they get along, but there's no love between them, there's a coldness, there's a distance, the children can sense it. When spouses are at odds with each other, children often lose respect for their parents and the mood in the home becomes a very unhealthy one in which to bring up children. The Arich LeYesharim from Nachman Tzvi Tikson brings down and is related to Yevamah Samach Beis, and he says that the chinuch of our children and guiding them on the correct path is dependent on the degree of shalom bayis. If there's peace between husband and wife, if they respect each other, the children will respect them both. However, if that isn't so, and there's quarrels between them, the children will see that their parents dislike each other or even despise each other, and they will not listen to either one of them or grow mischievous without morality and without derech eretz. While if there is shalom, habanim and banos is mechabdin eshneim, they'll honor both of them. Now, in today's challenging times where streets are full of spiritual dangers, it's so much more important that children have a happy and healthy home where to feel secure. Now, Rabbi David Levy brings down in Sefer Shalom V'Reyes, he says that having been close in the field of rescuing youth for many years, it's clear that most of the dropouts and most of these people that fall away, most of these children, teenagers, again, I'm quoting on most, not all, they come from homes where parents are in conflict or at least at odds, while in homes that are merited to be built on peace and love, it's less common. It does happen, though. So that's a very important yesod to know. Chalila, chalila, to judge families of people who a child or more than one child even fell off or went away and hopefully will come back, never ever to judge them and make an assumption it's because that there's something wrong with the mishpacha or there was no shalom bayis. Chas v'shalom, we have a chiyuv to be done l'kaf zchus. And very often, unfortunately, it's also quite common that even if the parents have a wonderful relationship, this can happen. So it's not to judge people, but there is no question about it, though, is that the more parents get along and the more shalom and achva there is, the less likely it's to happen. And there is a clear correlation between parents who argue and have bad shalom bayis or don't get along, or even if they do technically get along, but they're like business partners and they're like cold and they just don't have an affection with one another, that it does seriously affect them. There's no question about it. That cannot be denied. And therefore, providing a secure setting and a warm home is necessary for our children to grow up healthy, sai begashmias, sai bruchnias, sai physically, sai spiritually. And this can only happen if parents themselves are on good terms and they have a solid, strong relationship that show a message of stability, of consistency, providing warmth and love to their children. So that is a big, important aside. Another thing is to recognize, just like we prepare financially for eventual retirement, people put a few things in 401k, in savings, work it out so that eventually they'll be able to retire. We have to also prepare spiritually for our marriage in the future when we quote-unquote retire, meaning when the children are all married. Very unfortunately, it's a common phenomena. In our Jewish circles, a couple seems happy for many years, but that all changes when the children are all married. Then they realize their relationship wasn't that stable. Yes, when they had children at home to care for, they were busy with their hectic lives. Father may have been busy working a living for many hours a day. Mother may have been balancing housework with her job, business, and they didn't have time to invest in building a relationship or time to have conflicts either. They didn't have time to fight, but they were distant from one another. They had drifted apart. And when they become what we call empty nesters, they realize they're like two strangers who happen to be living together in one house. Therefore, it's so important to avoid this and to spend time and effort in the relationship early on. And even if you're empty nesters now, start working on it now. It's never, ever too late. And it could blossom into a beautiful friendship. It doesn't have to be distant. And we could reach that point. So again, for people who are not yet in that stage, early parts of marriage, or when the family's still at home and it's hectic, no matter how hectic it is, work on developing that relationship with one another. And if it's already later in marriage, it's never too late. Develop that friendship now. It says that if a man and a woman are zaycha, the Shechina rests between them. Their homes become a mikdash ma'at, a small beis hamikdash. And that is where the Shechina exists. And it's there when the home is built on true love, genuine friendship. That's the first step of bringing back the full Beis HaMikdash. The Svarim explain that only if a husband and wife have true peace in their home will they merit to have the Shekhinah in their homes. The Shalah in Shara Isis, Derech Eretz, Islam Ates brings that when there's big Shalom between the Ish and Isha, then the Yud Kei, the shame of Yud Kei is Shaira there. But Chas V'Shalom, if it's the other way around, it's Ash and Ash and fire, and they consume each other. The Menorah Sama Arsim and Kufayin Hay says the same thing, very much. And the Ein Yaakov, the Iyun Yaakov, and Saitid Af Yizayin Avad Aleph as well, that Hashem's name is erased on the water to make Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishtai. But if they're not Zaycha to have that Shalom, then the Ash of Machlaikis can destroy them. So you have to be very, very careful. We all want Gilui Shechinah in our home. So if that's the case, and we want that Siyata D'Shemaya, we have to truly, truly work on that. When there's Ashras HaShechinah, then Memela will have the brachas of healthy and good children, and Parnasa, and all good. What is the purpose of marriage? What do we want to attain? So we're going to talk about that. But the idea is, so important here is to work on that shalom. Whatever the purpose of married life is, shalom is the key. The Torah says, "Lo tayv heyais adam levadai," that it's not good for a man to be alone. Man means overall man, by the way, because Adam was Adam and Chava together, whether it was two partsufim back to back, or the rib, but if Adam included the Zohar and the Keva aspects of him. And it says it's not good for a man to be alone. Esaloi Ezer Kenegdai. So Hashem says, basically, by creating the woman for Adam Arishin, to become a couple that way, it comes from a state of not good to a state of good. It says someone who lives without a wife is without goodness, because it says Lo Toiv Heyis Adam Levadai. Rashaya Pintoy, he has a pirish on Ein Yaakov, Yevamis, Ois Chof Beis. He says that Shari B'Loi Toiva says, it means like this, that it says whoever lives without a Isha is Shari B'Loi Toiva. He does not have good. Now, you could say that it would only apply to Adam Arishin, because he was alone, right? The world would not exist if there's no other man besides him. So of course it's not good for him to be alone. But maybe in future generations, let's say two or three people, a couple of people don't marry, the world will exist anyway. And it will continue to flourish through other people having children. Why do I need to have children? Why do I need to marry? So we may think that person is without a woman, is not deprived of any good. And the Gemara states, no, everyone who is without an Isha, everyone, whether they have children, they don't have children, as we're going to see soon, is without goodness if he is alone. It's not good for man to be alone. Now, it may seem strange. A bocher in yeshiva is alone and quite happy from time to time. He has an easy life very often. Financial things taken care of by his parents, necessities provided for, learning with peace of mind, no worries. Girls also could have scenarios that way. And when they get married, they have to worry about spending time with the wife, cutting on his learning time, putting bread on the table, parnasa. Things get more complicated. So what does it mean? It's not good to be alone. It's even more comfortable to be alone in many cases. Boys and girls, equally, they have these. Girls go on vacations. They leave school. They have a job. They have financial independence. Sometimes they could travel. So what is it better for her after the wedding? Right? So it's an interesting question. So what does this mean exactly? And also, we look at these challenges, right? You have a boy and a girl meeting each other for a short period of time, some more, some less, and we base the match on information from close relatives, from things, and it's not always perfectly accurate. Sometimes we're in for a little bit of a pleasant surprise or unpleasant surprise, and bottom line is, though, they're different temperaments. Even if, Baruch Hashem, they're good people, both of them, they're different temperaments from different families. Even if it's in the same type of culture, still very different from one another. How do they connect with each other? How can that be a match? How is that, quote-unquote, good? And there's sometimes a gap in the ruchnistic level of each one. The families, like we said, has different mahalchim, different approaches. They have different kind of tendencies. Some places, the families are more warm and upbeat, and the Shabbos meal is a valued time, and they laugh, they enjoy. In others, it's more serious, a certain sense of discipline and order. Also, menschlich and noyams, pleasant, but still more disciplined, more orderly. Children expecting to behave well through the whole meal. And these two individuals get married, and to get them to the mutual ground takes time. People have different natures. One person may be easygoing, the other one may be more serious. One may be more neat, one may be more laid back. Some are more punctual, some are less punctual. The list goes on and on about the different personality types, aside from the male-female difference inherently. And this idea of committing for life. Right? You're committing for life. Till then, they have friends and they can hang around with this one, that one, the other one. And here we are with one person, committed to them fully. And they're in each other's company every single day. And they're there for each other every single day. Two different people, two different views, two different characters, two different upbringings, two different genders, all the differences in nature. So again, what does it mean that it's better? What does it mean building a family? Some want to say that, yes, that's the idea, to build a family, to have children. We see that alone cannot be the case. Trees give fruit, fields give grain, animals have children without commitment. Right? So what does it mean by Adam specifically, it's not good to be alone. They need companionship. And you see clearly, it doesn't mention that anything over here about having children. It doesn't say it's good, not good, because they won't have children. The Ramban talks about it, how they were able to have children, even if they would have been in one body. But that's a separate issue. But the bottom line is, it doesn't say there that it's because of children. The next thing people say is because of building midos. And that is definitely part of it, to refine your character. Avigdor Miller used to talk about it a lot. But that is not the key as well. Why not? Because very often, the good midos, right? We talked about unhealthy vatronis at times, right? So it's not always to give in. Good midos, yes, maybe, like we're going to see later. But the idea of always giving in and willing to suffer silently and to learn savalanus, that's not always the right approach. Torah wasn't given to malachim. And if you restrain yourself, yes, but that's not toiv inherently. It's still silent distress for most people. Negative emotions that will blow up at certain points. So it's clear that there is other reasons, deeper reasons, why marriage works. And we're going to get into the reason behind it. But it's certainly not specifically to be mevater as a goal in and of itself, or shtika. Mechnam Eliyahu talks about giving. We'll talk about that too. That's part of it. So we need to understand the dynamic of all this. And Be'ez Hashem, we will talk about it. But one needs to know, like we mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, there is a deep tachlis for marriage. And the idea is, again, we cannot judge people. We cannot assume that if children or teenagers react in unhealthy ways to point the finger to the mishpach and the family to say, oh, they have problems, they don't have shalom bayis. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. We have to give everyone bidon l'kaf schus, because it does happen to most beautiful, wonderful families and with parents who have most beautiful, wonderful shalom bayis. So, but afal pikein, there is no question, there is a direct correlation. Rapam talked about it, others talked about it. There is a clear for parents themselves, if you know yourselves, forget about other people, between a husband and wife themselves, the mother and father, if they know they can work on the atmosphere of the home to be more pleasant, to be more loving to each other, to make their children and teenagers feel more safe by the fact that they love each other, there's a sense of security in the child because of this, they need to work on it, then it's their achrayus to work on it. Bracha natzlacha.